This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Relationship Intervention.
Hey, Anna, this is a busy time of the year. A lot of families getting together, and you've got a little bit of a dilemma with your family when it comes to Thanksgiving. So what's going on?
Well, first off, I'm a really picky eater, and lately I've kind of been in this like vegetarian kick. I feel like it really works for me, and I'm starting to really like it.
Okay.
All right, That's good. There's plenty of veggies at Thanksgiving. And stuff, right?
Let's get that green bean casserole fired up.
Let's do it. Bring it.
But that's the problem is, like, I can't stand casseroles and, like, heavy potatoes. And, like, basically everything at Thanksgiving makes my stomach upset.
Ooh, okay. So what's... We know you have a problem with the food, but that's not your relationship intervention. What is the problem?
Oh,
who's it with?
Oh, gosh, yeah. This is the worst part. My family's super traditional, Catholic Italian, very opinionated, very judgmental. Like, food means the whole world to them. And if you bring something to Thanksgiving and, or like, if you don't like someone's dish or try everything there, they'll just berate you for the rest of your life.
Oh, so it's a really big deal with the food, and you don't eat the Thanksgiving food?
Well, so... 1 year, like, I don't know, well, every single time I go, I always get bullied for my food choices and just made fun of. And my aunt kind of hosts this huge, big production Thanksgiving every single year.
Oh, boy.
But
yeah.
She's the one who bullies me.
You got to eat.
Because you're not eating the food?
Yeah, well, 1 year I actually kind of made a comment about a green bean casserole because, like, I don't know, I just... don't eat it.
There's, and you mentioned that like, when I'm we started talking, you said you can't stand casseroles. Ugh.
And so what happened when you made a comment?
She asked me to leave the table and go upstairs to one of the guest bedrooms.
She like sent you to your room at her house.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
So
is your aunt's food, is it bad food or is it just that it's not what you eat? You are, like you said, more of a vegetarian. You're a picky eater.
It's not bad. It's like she had her recipes put in cooking magazines and everything. Like this is her whole identity.
Oh.
But it's so much sodium and it's just not how I want to live. Like I want to make healthy choices.
Okay. So what can you do about that if you're not going to eat what she has?
So I just really just want to bring my own food. But like, should I tell her ahead of time? Like so that we can put this uncomfortable conversation out of the way.
Well, if this is an aunt that's already kicked you to the other room because you made a bad comment about the green bean casserole. And you said she was in cooking magazines. This is like her thing. She's a cook and a chef. This is personal for her, even though you're not trying to make it personal, but she takes it personally.
Sounds like it.
Can you bring your own food?
Why I can't just bring my own.
Yeah. Can you talk to like your parents? Like who's related to who here? Is this like your mom's sister or like what's the relationship with the aunt?
It's my mom's sister.
Okay. Mm. Well, why don't you have a talk with your mom and see if you guys can bring this up to the aunt? And if you're a vegetarian, It's a diet restriction. You're a vegetarian. You're bringing your own food. Like, that's not anything personal. You are what you eat. If your stomach's all upset, you don't want that to be feeling like garbage the rest of the holiday if you can't process some of this food.
But that's what the holiday's all about, having all that food. You don't have to take it.
Yeah, but not if you can't eat it.
So she doesn't have to take that, but to bring your own food, that's almost, I'm sorry, Anna, we just met over the phone. Thank you for listening to The Mix and bringing this to Relationship Intervention, but that's a little rude to be bringing your own food. Hey, I don't like your stuff. I have to bring my stuff. I mean,
well, she's telling us that she doesn't like it. She could very easily just say, hey, I've been having some stomach issues. No one wants to question someone with stomach issues because I don't think you have to get into details.
But to bring her own food, it's almost like, yeah, I know it. You make stuff. And it's been in, as you mentioned, cooking magazines, books or whatever, Anna. But to sit there and say that almost screams to an older generation, oh, your food's better? Is that what you're trying to say? But you know what I mean? You want to avoid this.
But also, Anna can't control how her aunt's going to react to that, because that's not what you're trying to say. And I heard you say before, Anna, you're wondering, should you say something to your aunt ahead of time? I just feel like maybe say something to your mom. Have that alliance there with your mom, someone that can help amplify your voice a little bit in case it is an issue. Or just go again and say you have stomach issues.
Oh, Anna, I can kind of tell what your family's like. You're going to tell your mom, who's going to tell her sister, your aunt, and then when you show up there, there's going to be these little comments. You know it.
She already said she's going to get them, but you know what? I feel like you're going to get the comments if you... What would you rather have? Deal with the comments or deal with your stomach being upset and going against what you eat?
Maybe you eat before you go.
Yeah, and just grab a Hawaiian roll. Be like my one nephew that just wants to eat Hawaiian rolls.
That's all I want.
That's all he wants to eat.
Oh, man. I don't know how to handle that.
Oh, this is tough because it's a family dynamic, and it should be about getting together for the holidays. But as we know with families, it can always be about all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice do you have for Anna here with Thanksgiving coming up? Is it rude for her to bring her own food just for herself to Thanksgiving? And should she tell her aunt ahead of time that she's going to be doing that if she does?
Just show up. Hey!
Here's my salad. 414.
I'll go eat upstairs where you're going to send me. Oh, man. Sorry, Anna.
414-432-1099. 414-432-1099. You can call in. You can text in. Offer some advice for Anna here with Thanksgiving coming up. Anna, we don't mean to make light. You came to this looking for some advice, and we're sorry this is what you're dealing with the upcoming holiday.
I'm a really picky eater. Basically, everything at Thanksgiving makes my stomach upset. My family's super traditional, Catholic, Italian. I always get bullied for my food choices. My aunt kind of hosts this huge, big production Thanksgiving. I just really just want to bring my own food. Should I tell her ahead of time so that we can put this uncomfortable conversation out of the way?
That's what Anna's dealing with for Thanksgiving. Claire, we're going to you first. What's your advice?
Yeah, so I'm a vegetarian as well. And I typically, before family functions, I definitely eat ahead of time. But I also typically bring a dish to pass that's vegetarian friendly.
There you go. Bring a dish.
Bring a dish to pass. Yeah. Well, now her aunt is like really all about her food. She's had her recipes featured in magazines, I guess she said, or online.
This is like her Super Bowl. This is her big event.
Don't be messing with my food. But I guess if she is bringing something, if Anna's going to bring something and say, hey, look, I just wanted to kind of share this, maybe that is a good idea. Hey, that's not a bad idea, Claire.
Because I do think it would be kind of odd to just bring your whole like Tupperware set for just you.
Yeah.
Especially with that family dynamic. But if you just bring something, and I think it would be beneficial to talk to mom first and just say, hey, this is what I'm thinking, and what are your thoughts?
Yeah, and that way mom could kind of have her back a little bit when it comes to her sister, the aunt. Great suggestion, Claire.
Thanks
for listening this morning, helping out Anna.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you again. Bye. Hey, Yvette, thanks for holding. So what advice do you have for Anna? She wants to bring her own food to Thanksgiving because she doesn't eat what the rest of the family does, but she doesn't want to draw attention to it or be considered rude.
Okay, I agree with you for the most part. I think she should use that excuse with the stomach that she's changed her diet for health reasons. But, you know, it's 2024. It's time, you know, we start standing up for ourselves with these family traditions. You like what you like, and, you know, that's that.
Hey, at least she's there. It's not like she's blowing family off.
Yeah, and that's the part that's a little frustrating, that the aunt wants to focus on, why are you not eating my food? Because the aunt, this is her, she's known for this. This is her reputation,
it sounds like.
But
I come from a big Latin family, so I totally get it. But then that's where she should use that the stomach issue as an excuse. Well, I've got stomach issues, and I found a healthier way.
to help me, you know, to deal with it.
Or maybe she could say what our 920 area code texted us. Everyone on Friends dealt with Rachel's truffle, so she'll be fine. Nothing worse than that truffle.
Yeah, and look, stomach issues is stomach issues is the real polite way to say it. Get right to it. Say, hey, Aunt so-and-so, I'm going to have diarrhea. I don't want to miss out on Thanksgiving.
Right. You're going to be calling the plumber and paying twice as much. So I'm just going to skip it.
Well, they have a bigger problem than me not eating your food.
Yes. Oh, Yvette, but you are right, though. It's about setting up those boundaries when it comes to the family traditions.
And if the aunt doesn't like it, well, then you know what? I'm going to leave and I'm going to go where, you know, I'm comfortable because of my issues.
Boom. Yeah. Yvette's out.
Yvette, speaking with real passion there. Thanks so much for the call.
Yeah, of course. Have a good day.
You too.
You
bye.
You too.
Lots of calls. We're getting to Laura. You're up next. What advice do you have for Anna when it comes to Thanksgiving?
Well, first, I'd like to say that when you host a party, you should be offering different things for all the different people. Because not everyone likes the same thing. So she should have already been offering other varieties of food.
But it sounds like this is the aunt's identity here. These are recipes that I'm sure she feels like they're expecting this every year.
This is what I'm making. I am controlling the menu.
This is my Thanksgiving, my kitchen, my traditions.
Right.
Well, it sounds to me like she's a bully. So
that's what Anna said, too. She's going to get bullied for not trying this food and stuff.
And no one wants to stand up to her.
I know, but I'm wondering if Anna gets bullied by this aunt no matter what.
Ooh. Oh, like beyond this food situation.
Oh, I hope not.
And Anna, yeah. I would keep her mother out of this because, I mean, we're not aware of those sisters' relationship.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I advise her to find a reason not to be there for the dinner and show up for dessert.
There you go.
Hey, dessert's the best part anyway.
Dessert's the best part.
There you go.
You know, and I feel sorry for anyone in that family that starts to have health issues that they have to watch their diet.
Yeah. Right,
yeah,
right.
That's just it.
True,
like, I think she's really stressed, like, hey, aunt. Again, she didn't say her name.
No, she wants
to. Do you want me to be sick? I don't want to be sick.
That happened.
And Anna sounds a little younger, so stepping up and sometimes being that advocate to your elders can be an intimidating thing. But I hope she feels all this support she's getting from so many of you this morning.
Well, and
absolutely, because I used to be that young person, and I'm trying to help her stand up in a nice way for herself. So avoidance. During the holidays, if that works.
Then there's no fighting. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we're going to get that update from Anna tomorrow at 8:20 on Relationship Intervention. Let's get to one more call. You guys, this is a good conversation. We're all learning a lot. We all deal with family members sometimes with difficult personalities and these traditions. Izzy, we're going to wrap up with you. What's your advice for Anna?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'm also a vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian for 14 years. And what I do is when we go to family gatherings for Thanksgiving, I say, I am going to bring a dish to pass for everyone as well, not just for me. So maybe she can put it that way. Can
yeah.
I?
Yeah. Bring
I'd
a
like
dish for everybody.
A dish to pass to have so everyone can share.
As opposed to what a texter from the 414 says, definitely eat what your aunt provides. It's one meal from the heart. Take it for the team. It's just a polite thing to do.
No,
how many times have you tried to do that? And I'm not vegetarian. I go, okay, I'll try this. Oh, boy.
But it's
aunt
not
Betty,
just one. But that
this.
One meal could make you feel sick for 12, 24 hours.
And you're amongst a bunch of people and an unfamiliar house.
Yeah. If it was just that she doesn't like it, I get that. But it sounds like it really makes her stomach upset.
Izzy, this is good advice.
I do understand that because I ended up eating meat by mistake, not knowing that there was meat in the food.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get ill.
Yeah, because your body's not used to it.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. We don't want that. Nobody wants to be sick on the holidays.
No.
All right. And that's why I say make a dish to pass.
That's what a lot
and
of people are saying.
Know ahead of time.
There are a lot of people that are saying that. Eat ahead of time and bring that dish. Thank you, Izzy, for taking the time to help someone else and call in. We'll hear from Anna tomorrow, an update at 8:20 on The Mix with Relationship Intervention.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.